Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Gad Dishi, and together we're studying Sefer Melachim.
Perek Tedvav, Ubishnat Shmona Yisrael HaMelech Yerobam Ben Nevat Malach Abiyam Al Yehuda. So to remind us, we have two kingdoms, one in the north, one in the south. The south is Yehuda and Binyamin. We have a new king now coming to reign. His name is Abiyam. He is the son of Rechavam, who was the son of Shlomo, and he is going to reign over Yehuda. At the same time, in the northern kingdom, Yerobam ben Nevat, who was the one who had the rebellion against Shlomo and took 10 out of the 12 tribes, according to the Nevuah of Achiyah, is ruling in the north. Yerobam in the north is going to rule a total of 22 years. This is the 18th of the 22 years, and that's when Abiyam comes onto the scene. Shalosh Shanim Malach Birushalayim. He rules for 3 years. Yerushalayim remains the capital. That will become significant shortly. V'shem imo Ma'acha bat Avishalom. And his mother's name is Ma'acha, the daughter of Avishalom, a Jewish-sounding name, perhaps in contrast to the name of Na'amah Ammonit that we just read about in regards to Rechavam's mother, some type of a statement in regards to the intermarriages coming from Shlomo's many political alliances and marriages. And here the mother's name is Ma'acha bat Avishalom. We do have a discrepancy with Divrei HaYamim, which reflects the tradition of Michayahu bat Uriel min Giv'a, as Aviyah's mother's name. It probably could be that was more accurate, as we'll see later, that the name of Ma'acha bat Avishalom is going to be related to the mother of Asa, who is going to be next up in Yehuda. V'yelech v'chol hatot aviv asher asa lefanav, v'lo haya levavo shalem im Adonai Elohav, kilvav David aviv. And he followed in all of the sins that his father did before him, and his heart was not whole with Hashem, as David's heart was. David, his father, meaning his forefather. Ki leman David natal Adonai Elohav lo nir birushalayim, lehakim et beno acharav ul ha'amid et Yerushalayim. Because it was for David's sake that Hashem promised, and he gave David a namesake in Yerushalayim, a continuation, ruling in Yerushalayim, that God allowed for his son to be established after him, and lehamid et Yerushalayim, to maintain Yerushalayim as the capital of the kingdom. Asher asa David et hayashar b'enei Adonai, because David did what was right in the eyes of God, v'lo sar mikol asher tzivahu kol yemei chayav, and he didn't stray at all from what God had commanded him all of his life, rak b'dvar Uriah Achiti, with the exception of the matters surrounding the scandal of Uriah Achiti, including all the matters of Bathsheba. Some apologetics would like to read in this that really the sin was only in regards to things that happened with Uriah, but not the things that happened with Bathsheba. It's possible that the rendition of this word choice is in order to have more favorable light on the house of David, but it's clear that this is the exception to David's following in God's ways, and God was very angry with him in that regard. Umilchama haita ben Rechavam ben Yerobam kol yemei chayav. And there was a battle, a civil war between Rechavam and Yerobam all of his life. So it seems some people would like to see that this was really meant to be saying that there's a battle between Yerobam and Aviyam all of his life, because we already read that there was a battle between Rechavam and Yerobam all of their days. That was in the previous parak. And the repeating of it here seems to be superfluous. The Ralbag, I think it was, brought down, or the Malbim brought down, that it was really that he fought alongside his father, Aviyam, fought alongside Rechavam against Yerobam, and therefore it's being brought down as if it was the battle of his father. And I think really what it means to say is that all of his days, all of the days of Aviyam, when he was a child, when he grew up, there was constantly a war between Rechavam and Yerobam, and that this being born into conflict, born into the battles of civil war between the north and the south, allows Aviyam's entire existence to be consumed and subsumed with this battle. And this is really what's going to be the focus point of his short reign, and apparently where he dies. V'yet debre Aviyam v'chol asher asa halohem ketubim asefet debre hayamim l'malchei Yehuda, ומלחמה הייתה בין אביהם ובין ירובעם. And all the rest of the things that Aviyam did, and all the things that he's famous for. They're written on the Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda, again, a book that we don't have with us. And the battles raged between Abiyam and Yerovam. And so here we have explicitly that, again, the battles not only were from the times of Rechavam and Yerovam, but they continued with Abiyam against Yerovam. And apparently Abiyam dies in these battles against Yerovam. Vayishkav Abiyam im avotav, vayikberu oto be'ir David, vayimloch asa beno tachtav. And Abiyam dies and is buried with his fathers in Ir David, usually reflecting a peaceful death, which would preclude this idea of being killed in battle. But he's only ruling for 3 years. It doesn't seem that he's lived a full life. So it's a difficult reconciliation with the type of structure that the text is giving him. But in any case, he is dead. And now after him, Vayimloch Asa beno tachtav. And then we have the son of Abiyam, becoming the king. And his name is Asa. Ubishnat Esrim, Yerovam Melech Yisrael, Malach Asa Melech Yehuda. And in the 20th year of Yerovam, Asa becomes the king over Yehuda. And if you remember, just a few psukim ago, we said it was the 18th year of Yerovam when Abiyam became the king. So, and he rules for 3 years, so it should have been the 21st year of Yerovam at this point. But like we said before, the 3 years aren't a full 3 years. We're dealing with pieces of years that rack up for the 3 years for Abiyam. At the end, we're still in the 20th year of Yerovam, and Asa becomes the king over Yehuda. Ve'arba'im ve'achat shana malach b'Yerushalayim. And for 41 years, he rules in Yerushalayim. V'shem imo ma'acha bat Avishalom. And his mother's name is Ma'acha bat Avishalom. So some would like to say that this is really his grandmother, because we want to take Pasuk Bet literally, that this was his mother's name, and the Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim is reconciled in a different way. Or we understand that this is really his mother's name, and the recording in Pasuk Bet needed to be adjusted to what recorded in Divrei HaYamim. Vayas Asa Hayashar be'enei Adonai kedavid aviv. And Asa did what was right in the eyes of God, just like David, his forefather. Vayaver hakedeshim min haaretz. Vayasir et kol gilulim asher asu avotav. And he was able to remove the kedeshim, the sexual practices in the names of Avodah Zarah from the land, and he also got rid of all of the gilulim, again, references to dung, really meaning the Avodah Zarah that his fathers had done. Vegam et ma'acha imo, v'yisirehu megivira, asher asta mefleset la'ashera. And he also removed his mother from the status of givira. Givira is the position of the mother of the king. She has a stately status. She has some power within the kingdom. Similarly, we have Bathsheba at the time of Shlomo being the Gevirah. And here, Ma'acha is removed from her status in the palace because she made a mifletzet, some type of a idol, some type of a accoutrement to the Asherah, the worship of Avodah Zarah through the trees. Vayichrot Asa et mifletzta, and Asa chopped down her mefletzet. Again, might have been a baby tree, some other type of tree that went along with the Asherah. But Yisrof b'Nachal Kedron, and he burnt it in Nachal Kedron. This was a very dramatic scene and very disruptive, but in the name of Hashem, in order to keep to monotheism and to establish the kingdom in the ways of Hashem, he is willing to even disrupt his family life and remove his mother and have mefletzet be burnt in Nachal Kedron. V'habamot lo saru, rak levav Asa haya shalem im Adonai kol yamav. And the bamot, the impromptu mizbechot, where people would be able to give their korbanot, so to speak, in the backyard, those he wasn't able to remove. Only Asa himself was ready to be completely with Hashem all of his life, and that means that he was able to be the one who was going to also not deal with Bamot. He only gave his loyalties to the central location in the Bet HaMikdash. Vayave et kodshe aviv v'kodshe bet Adonai kesef v'zahav v'kelim. And Asa collected all of the consecrated items of his father and the consecrations of Bet Hashem, which were gold, silver, and utensils. The Kri Uchtiv here has Vayaveh et kodshe aviv ve'kadashav bet Adonai kesef v'zahav v'kelim, that he brought his father's consecrated items that apparently were held up, maybe because he was Oved Avodah Zarah, and his own consecrations to Bet Hashem, maybe makes a little bit of a different nuanced reading. And again, civil war was prevalent between Asa and between Baasha, the king of Israel, of the northern kingdom, all of their days. And here we have a new character. We don't know who this guy is, but we'll soon find out. Is Baasha. He was one of the kings over the northern kingdom. At this point, we don't know anything about him other than he came to rule. He was ruling at the time of Asa. Vayal Baasha melech Yisrael al Yehuda. Vayiven et harama lebilti tet yotzev aba le'asa melech Yehuda. And Baasha, the king of the northern kingdom, came to do battle against Yehuda, and he built the Ramah, the high place, perhaps a giant wall, in order to prevent people going and coming from the kingdom of Asa, Melech Yehuda. Rabbi Israel, using texts and chronicles, makes sense of this by saying that perhaps the success of the southern kingdom under Asa, where they had the Kihuna and they had stability, political stability, perhaps led to a migration of people from Shomron to Yehuda. And in order to prevent this, there was a physical wall that Baasha was building in order to separate between the kingdoms. We're here, you're there. And that was something that was threatening Malchut Yehuda. It also was built, apparently, geographically, in a place which would reclaim much of the territory that Yehuda had already taken in previous battles in the civil war that originally belonged to Malchut Yisrael, and by establishing this wall was establishing a de facto border, claims that we hear from our political rivals of things that go on here in modern Israel. And Asa, realizing that he was in trouble, and if this wall finishes getting built, took all of the money, all the silver and all the gold that was left in Otzrot Bet Hashem, that he just filled up with the Kodashim of his father and of his own, perhaps, that belonged to Bet Hashem. Be'et Otzrot Bet HaMelech, and all the things that were in the palace, that were the coffers of the palace. Ve'yitrem Yadav, he gave them to his servants. Ve'yishtachem HaMelech Asa El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimon, Ben Chezion, Melech Aram, Hayoshev Bet Damesek Lemo. And he sent them, Melech Asa sent them to Ben Hadad, a name that we will come back to see many a time. Ben-Hadad, the son of Tavrimon, the son of Chazion, who was the king of Aram, who was dwelling in Damasek, apparently minding his own business in Damasek, telling him, Brit b'ni u'b'necha, ben-avi u'b'n-avicha, hine shalachti lecha shochad kesef v'zahav, lech, hafera et britcha et ba'asha melech Yisrael, ve'ya'ale me'alai. Says, it's true, we have a covenant between our two countries, between my father and your father. Again, I'm not clear whether or not this is his immediate father, which we don't have any information about such a treaty, or his forefather, meaning really Shlomo, who had a pact with Damasek. I am now sending you a bribe of gold and silver. I want you to violate your treaty that you have with Baasha, the king of Israel, meaning go attack him. This way, the king of Israel will have to be busy with you, and he'll leave me alone. So he's paying the king of Damasek to Ben-Hadad to enter into battle with Israel in order to draw all of the forces of Baasha away from Yehuda. Vayishma Ben-Hadad el ha-melech Asa. Vayishach et tzarei ha-chayalim ha-shelo al arei Yisrael. Vayach et Iyon ve-et Dan ve-et Avel bet Ma'acha ve-et kol kinrot al kol eretz Naftali. And Ben-Hadad agreed, and he did exactly what he was told, and he took all of his armies, his elite troops, and he sent them to have pillagings against the cities of Malchut Yisrael, and he was able to capture the cities of Iyon and Dan and Avel Bet Ma'acha, again Ma'acha being a name that we had before of Ma'acha Bat Avishalom, and here is Bet Ma'acha, and all of Kinrot Al, all of Eretz Naphtali, this is the north, all of the northern area of the modern day Golan, perhaps, is basically what was being conquered by Damasek. And Vahikishmoa Baasha, Vayechdal Mibinot Et Rama, Vayeshev Betritza. And sure enough, the strategy worked. Baasha wasn't able to maintain his building campaign of this gigantic wall of the Ramah, and he had to stop building it, and he had to go back to Tirzah to try to take command of what was going on in the north. V'hamelech asah hishmiya et kol Yehuda en naki, v'yisu et avnei harama ve'et etzeha asher bana basha, v'even bam hamelech asah et geva binyamin ve'et hamitzpah. And the king Asa conscripted all of Yehuda without any exception. And they all had the job of taking apart this gigantic wall, taking all of the rocks and all of the timber, everything that was being used to build the Ramah that Basha built. And instead of the Ramah, the king Asa managed to build two areas, Geba Binyamin and the Mitzpah, with all of this building material, which just goes to show you how tremendous the Ramah was. ויתר כל דברי עשה, וכל גבורתו, וכל אשר עשה, והערים אשר בנה, הלא הם הכתובים הספר, דברי הימים ממלכי יהודה. רק לעת זקנתו, חלה את רגליו. And all the rest of the actions that Asa did, all of his wonderful victories and cities that he built, everything is written on the chronicles of מלכי יהודה, except that, other than everything sounding so great, in the time of Asa, when he got older, he became sick and his legs wouldn't work, meaning he wouldn't be able to walk. Chazal, perhaps, trying to pick up on the slightly different nuanced description in Devarei HaYamim, want to say that perhaps this is a punishment for Asa, for his either not getting rid of the Bamot, or because of his brutality in all of the civil wars that they had between themselves and Malchut Yisrael. Vayishkav Asa im avotav, vayikaber im avotav be'ir David aviv, vayimloch Yehoshaphat beno tachtav. And Asa died, and he was buried with his fathers in Ir David, and Yehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. So again, we have this continuation of Malchut David, as Hashem promised, father to son, father to son. It seems to be that they're dying a peaceful death, the idea of Vayishkav and not being killed. There's no violent revolutions, as opposed to what we're about to see going on in Malchut Yisrael. Benadav ben Yerovam malach al Yisrael b'shnat shtayim le'asa melech Yehuda v'yimloch al Yisrael shenatayim. Nadav, the son of Yerovam, he became the king of Malchut Yisrael in the second year of Asa melech Yehuda. And he was the king over Malchut Yisrael for 2 years. Vayas hara b'enei Adonai, vayelech b'derech aviv u'b'chatato asher hecheti et Yisrael. He followed in his father's footsteps for the evil that he was doing, and he continued to make Am Yisrael not to sin just as his father had done. Vayikshor alav ba'asha ben achiya lebet Yisachar, vayakehu ba'asha b'gibbeton asher l'perishtim, v'nada v'chol Yisrael sarim al gibbeton. And now we find out who Basha was. Basha was related to the military in the Malchut Yisrael. He was from Shevet Yisachar. He led the revolution against Nadav, the house of Yerovam, and he killed Basha in a place called Gibton, which was the place where the Pelishtim were, and Nadav at the time, King Nadav, and all of the army of Malchut Yisrael were encircling Gibbeton of the Pelishtim. They were engaged in war. And while Basha was there trying to lead the battle, while the Nadav was there leading the battle, Basha took advantage and killed him and took over in his stead. Vayimitehu Basha b'shnat shalosh le'asa melech Yehuda vayimloch tachtav. And so he killed Basha in the third year of Asa Melech Yehuda, and he took his place and became the king instead of him. And again, in terms of the math of the years, we said that Nadav became the king of Yisrael in the second year of Asa, and he ruled two years, which should have put us at the fourth year of Asa. But again, they're not full years that we're discussing. Even partial years are being counted as full years. So when we say that he was killed in the third year of Asa, yeah, it takes into account these partial months. Vahi kemolcho hika et kol bet Yerovam lo hishir kol neshama le Yerovam ad hishmido. And when he did that, when he took the reign, when Basha took over from this in this revolution, he made sure to destroy all of the entire household of Yerovam. He didn't leave a single person alive until everybody was totally destroyed. Kedvar Adonai, Asher Dibir B'Yad Abdo Achya Ashironi, just as God had said through the hand of his prophet Achya Ashironi. If you recall, when Eshet Yerovam came disguised because his son was sick, and then she was told about the total and utter destruction of the house of Yerovam. This is the fulfillment of that prophecy because of Yerovam's sins and what he did to have all of Am Yisrael sin. His line was going to be brought to an end, and this is the end of the line of Yerovam. He was destined to take over the 10 tribes. He did. His son was after him. And once Nadav ben Yerovam took over, this was the end of the line of Yerovam. Vahikim olcho, I'm sorry, Pasuk Lamed al chatot, Yerovam asher chata, asher chetit Yisrael, bechaso asher chiset Adonai Elohei Yisrael, for the sins that he did of Yerovam, that he did, and he made Am Yisrael sin, and for the anger that they angered God, the Lord of Israel. And the rest of the greatness of Nadav and everything else that he did are written in the annals of the kings of Israel. Again, this idea of civil war between Jews, between the northern and the southern kingdom, Yehuda versus Israel, that we have continuously throughout the entire reigns of Asa and Baasha, all of their days. And this is something that's unfortunately indicated, that there was the tremendous amounts of casualties between the sides throughout, which only weakened both of the kingdoms to foreign nations. Bishnat Shalosh de Asa Melech Yehuda, Malach Baasha ben Achiya al Kol Yisrael betritza 24 shana. And the third year of Asa, Baasha ben Achiya came to rule all over Am Yisrael in Tirtza for 24 years. So while it's usually pointed out that the stability of the northern kingdom had what to be desired because the amount of turnover that went on there in comparison to Malchut Yehuda, the truth of the matter is that there are kings that have extended reigns. And here, this is one of them. We have the kingdom of Asa in Yehuda, but we also have the kingdom of Baasha in Israel, and we're going to see also later the kingdom of Achav also has a long reign of over 20 years, similarly to Yerovam himself, who had a reign for over 20 years. And he did evil in the eyes of God, and he followed in the footsteps of Yerovam, and he sinned, and he made Am Yisrael sin as well, and we can only anticipate the utter and complete destruction of his royal line, which will be something that we read about in the coming chapters.